that these diseases have a general rule, not as a physician one. So I take it as a personal compliment. They said yes to us, I say a compliment to the Kehillah, we're all going to be to come and share with it.
This is the Rav Shlita Marunon, Rabbona Boisak, like you just heard. I used to speak very often to Shabbat, but the last few years I've decided to decline for various reasons. One of them is I don't have a geshmak in speaking on Tisha B'Av. So if you don't have a geshmak, it's very hard to speak. But I made an exception this year. I was asked to speak in other places as well this year, and I taka declined all of them. But we made an exception. This morning in the kinnas, we said in kinna lamed hay, the kinna describes the moment of the actual chorban when the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash was brought to an abrupt halt. Bevoyom, when the soldiers marched into the Beis Hamikdash, motzi koihanim shoimrei Hamareches. They found in the Beis Hamikdash the Koyahanim who were standing there, the Shoimrei Hamareches, those that did the Avoida, Va'al Mishmeroisom Omdi, and they were standing in their places, V'loy Ozvi Hamareches, and they did not forsake their posts. They didn't run away in panic when they saw the soldiers coming in. They stood there, Ad Asher Shipach Domam Kimeime Mahapechas, until their blood was shed like rivers. And the same thing is brought down in another kinnah, in kinnah Chof Dalet. Hakoyhane vahalevim al mishmoyroisom nishchutim. They were shechted, the Koyhanim and the Levim, whilst they were standing in their posts doing the avodah. And in another kinnah, a third kinnah, in kinnah Chof, it's written as follows: Shoma mecharfecho, madmime toida v'koil zimro. That mecharfecho, those who blaspheme Hashem, they heard that madmime toida v'koil zimro. They heard the voices of singing from the Kohanim and the Levim who were doing the avoda. Now, when I saw the words of these kinnos, I was a bit taken aback, because as we are all aware, that Shiva Usa B'Tamas, one of the tragedies which happened on Shiva Usa B'Tamas, was on that day, was Pascha HaTomid. They brought the last time a korban. The last korban tomid was brought on Shiva Usa B'Tamas. And from then onwards, the next 3 weeks, until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were no karbonas bought at all in the Beis HaMikdash. So for 3 weeks, there was no avoida being done in the Beis HaMikdash. If there was no avoida being done in the Beis HaMikdash, so what is the meaning of this, of these kinnos, that the soldiers burst in, and they found the Koyhanim and the Levim standing in their places doing the avoida, and they heard the voices of the Shira of the Levim. There was no Shira of the Levim if there were no Karbunas. So, L'chayre, this needs an explanation. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erechin in Daf Yid Aleph, that's where the Gemara speaks about the Chom Beis HaMikdash, K'shechurav Habayis Barishoyne, Oysa Hayoyim Tisha B'Av Hayoyim. Writes there the Gemara these words, was the Mishma of Yehoyriv. That was one of the names of the families of the Kohanim. Family Yehoyriv. It was their turn. It was their Mishma. Vahoyi Kohanim Levim Oindim Al Dichunam Vahoyimrim Shira. A Beferish Gemara. On the last Tisha B'Av, the Kohanim and the Levim were in their places, and the Levim were singing Shira. Ima Shira Omri, what Shira were they singing? Says the Gemara. No, it tells us even what they were saying. Vayushev Aleim as Oinam Evrusam Yatsmisein. That Pusik, where the Pusik we ask Hashem, this is our Shir, which we say every single Wednesday. We said it yesterday. Whilst Hashem pleased to destroy all our enemies, tells us the Gemara, V'loi hispiki loy meyat smi sem Hashem. They were not able to complete that Pusik, to say yat smi sem Hashem lekeni, at shebu oivim v'kovshim, until the enemy came and destroyed them, v'chem b'sheni. The exact same thing happened by Chorban Bayisheni. Frek the Gemara now. My question. Hai Shira Mai Avidite. Why were they singing Shira? There was no Karbunas. If there was no Karbunas, there was nothing for Levium to sing Shira. Tells us the Gemara, Ben Buka Ikrui Ba'alma Hidisramelihi. They found one solitary animal and it was brought as a Korban Nadova. This is what the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Erechin. So, since Shiva also Batamas, there had been no Karbunas being brought up. However, on Tisha B'Av in the morning, they found one animal, like by Ness, they found one animal, and they decided they're going to bring it as a Korban Nadova. And because they brought this animal as a Nadova, therefore the Levium, one final time, gathered together to sing Shira. They'd almost finished the entire Mizmoy. This is the last pulsik of that Mizmoy. They just were not able to finish the last three words. Yatzmisei Mashem Elokeini. Please, Rabbi Shem, kill all our enemies. They were not able to finish those three words. They were in the middle of singing the last pulsik. When they were interrupted, the soldiers burst in and they were all killed standing in their places. This is what the Gemara tells us. Comes the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Vayeshev. Says the Zohar Kodesh, Lo hispiki loy me yatzmi sem Hashem lekeni ad shebui goyim v'kovshim. The same thing the Gemara tells us. But then adds on the Zohar Kodesh a few words which is not written in the Gemara. Daho I omrele, if they would have said these words, if they would have finished this pusik, loy haveloin takuna, the goyim would have been unable to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. They would not have succeeded. If the Yidden, the Levim, would have been able to finish off that pusik and say, please Hashem, yatzmise mashem eloikeini, loy haveloin takuna, they would have had no takuna, the goyim would have been unable to overpower them, and the Beit HaMikdash would have been saved. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says. Now, I saw this quoted. I was very taken aback. Because, as I just mentioned, this Mizmoy is the Mizmoy which we say every single Wednesday. Hayom Yom Ravi, Shaboy Hoya HaLevim, Oimrim B'meis HaMikdash. This Mizmoy was sung by the Levim thousands of times. Every single Wednesday. Every single week. Every month. Every year. All the years of the Beis HaMikdash. They sang it thousands of times and they finished the Mizmoy. So what does the Zohar Kodesh mean? You know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because they were unable to finish that last pusik. They would have done Beis HaMikdash. They finished it countless times. So why should this one time somehow have made the difference? This one time, this would have been significant. All the other time wasn't counted, didn't help. Difficult to understand. So the Gemara in Erchin tells us that it was the Mishma of Yehoiriv. Seems to be just a sort of historical footnote. If you just want to know what was the name of the family of the Kohanim doing that Voida on that last fateful Tisha B'Av, Mishpachas Yehoiriv. What's the difference? So the Mashal tells us Yehoiriv is a bad sign. Yehoiriv is from Lushan Riv. Riv means an argument. There was a Simon Ra that they were the ones chosen that when the Boishim had a Riv with Klal Yisrael that they were to do the Avoida on that last Tisha B'Av. This is what the Mashal says. However, it occurred to me a pshat. Lishvach. And with this, we can answer the question why this was so important that the finish that last pusik. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, that in Bayis Rishon there were four mishmurois, four families, which were divided into the Chof Dalet Mishmurois. Four families, of which the most important family was Yehoiriv. They were the greatest, they were the most chushev, and that because of that, they were always Rishon L'Choldov. They were always were the first. And this is how it was throughout Bayis Rishon. But when Ezra HaSofer came back from Bavel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Mishpachas Yehoiriv, despite their importance and their chashivas, they didn't come back straight away with Ezra HaSofer. And because of that, Ezra HaSofer made a knas on this family that they lost their position. They were no longer anymore to be the first. They were demoted and they became the last. From then onwards was a different family, Mishpachas Yedaya Mekot, which was the first, V'Yahoyriv was Tufel Loi. Right, so Rashi, Hoyel Mitchila Loi Ula Yahoyriv, therefore, it's because of that, Kol Mishmuz Hanasois, Koid Mesla Voidel Yahoyriv. All the other families come before Yahoyriv, V'Yahoyriv Bo V'Oivid Achareim. Now, we are all well aware of many stories. The time of the Second World War, what happened Nebuch to a Yid if he was caught by a Nazi, Yimach Shemoy, wearing his talis, tefillin, sitting in a sikka, eating a piece of matzah? Straight away, a Yid was caught by a Nazi, keeping one of the mitzvahs, was shot dead on the spot. And no doubt, at the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, was the exact same situation in Yerushalayim. If a Yid was caught doing any mitzvah, no doubt he was killed on the spot. So let's think a bit. What did it look like, the situation then, Tisha B'Av? The Gemara tells us that already on the 7th of Av, the Goyim had entered into the Beis HaMikdash and taken it over. They only set fire to the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. But from the 7th of Av already, they had already overpowered all the Eden, and they were in control. They were walking around free of charge, do what they liked in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, for Yid to enter the Beis HaMikdash from the 7th of Av, he was literally committing suicide. He's putting his life at risk. The Yid couldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. All the Goyish soldiers were all over. Despite this, on that last Tisha B'Av, both in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, by Ness, one solitary animal was found. Despite and ignoring the danger to their lives, the Koyanim said, wow, we found this animal. We're going to chaperan. We're going to be makriv a korban. Not only that, said Levim, we're going to sing a shira to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Now you can't just hide an animal in your pocket. And you can't just shecht an animal and do a hoylucha on the mizbeach and do zurika without anybody noticing. And the Levim couldn't sing a shira without anybody hearing. So the Lekoyhanim and the Levim went to do this last avoida with a gewaldige madrega of going to be nifta al kiddush Hashem. They knew what they were doing. They knew they were going a one-way journey. And this is what the Kinder tells us. Bavoyam, when they marched in, Motzi Koyhanim, they found the Koyhanim, Al Mishmarois Amondi, V'loyozvi Amalechas, and they didn't run away in panic when they saw the soldiers coming. They stood there proudly carrying on. And the Levim carried on singing their Shira. We cannot begin to imagine what type of Gevira this took to see the enemy bursting in with their swords and their spears and all the other evil instruments that they had. And the Levim carry on, regardless, ki'ilu lahoya, and they carry on. Now we understand what the Zohar Kodesh is telling us. If they would have been able to finish off that last pusik and say, Yatzmi se mashem elokeini, that all the goyim should be destroyed, all the enemies of Hashem, loy havelon takuna, the goyim would not have been able to overcome them. The answer, the question is why? They sang it all the years. But this was a totally different level. This gewaltige level of Mesiras Nefesh. If they would have sang and been able to complete that pusik, they would have been zoicha to have saved the Beis HaMikdash. This was their level which would have saved the Beis HaMikdash. And now we understand why the Gemara tells us it was Mishpachas Yehoiriv. Because that Mishpucha, who they hadn't come back on time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a taner on them, and there was a knaf which was made on that family, in the last moments they rose to the challenge, and they were masakin that pagam for which they had been all the years penalized. And this is a gewaltige, gewaltige yesod. Reb Zvia Schwerber writes as follows. In Parshas Noach, Hashem tells Noach to build a teva. And Noach builds a teva, like we all know, for 120 years. And then comes the day, Hashem tells Noach, Boy atu v'chol beischo el ha-teva. The marble is starting, you've all got to go into the teva. Noach and his family goes into the teva, tells us the Torah, Vayiskoi Hashem ba'adoi. The Rabbi Shem closed the door behind him. Freik Tzvia Schwerber, what's the Torah telling us that Hashem closed the door? If Noach had built this teva for 120 years, no doubt he knew himself how to close the door. He must have tried many times over the years to make sure that the door closes, no water's going to come in. So, no doubt he knew how to close the door, and no doubt he'd got a good bolting system. So, the Torah said, Hashem closed the door. So Zuk Reb Tzvia Schwerber, a gewaltig yesod. Noach built this teva for 120 years. Hashem told him, build a teva, let everybody see what you're doing, let them come and ask, you tell them, Hashem's going to bring a marble, if you do tshiva, you'll be saved, if you don't do tshiva, that's it. And everybody laughed, everybody scoffed at him. So comes a day, Hashem tells Noach, go into the teva, and it starts to rain, and it starts to pour, like they'd never seen before. And suddenly, they all realized, this is it, the marble has started. And once the marble had started, they said, well, let's go into the teva, let's go into the teva. And they all came running. But v'yisgoi Hashem ba'adoi. Rabbi Shem had closed the door. Now it was too late. You had 120 years to do teshiva. Now it was too late. And the Zel B'Yisod is given by the Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu Novi was warning Klal Yisrael again and again and again. Do teshiva, because if you don't do teshiva, Hashem is going to send you into Golus. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Tells us the Medrash, Al Naharois Buvel, Shom Yoshavni, Gam Bachini, Bezochreini, Asiyon. Zuk the Medrash. When Yirmiyahu HaNovi heard them crying, Umno Yirmiyahu V'Umalehem, said Yirmiyahu HaNovi to them, Meyedani Halai Shemayim V'Uretz, Ili Bachisim Bachia Achas, Ad Sha'atim Betzion. If you'd only have cried even once whilst you were in Zion, loigelisem, you'd have never gone into Gulis. But Al Naharas Bovel, Shom Yeshavni Gam Bachini. Now it's too late. It's too late to cry once you're in Bovel. If you'd have cried only when you were in Eretz Yisrael, Nishalayim, Meidani Shalmai was as loigelisem. So the Kohanim was singing that last day. But that last day, it was too late. So, V'loi hispiki loima yatzmise mashem eloikeini. The Boishim didn't allow them to finish off that last pusik. Now it was too late. And this is an important lesson that we need to learn. Legaba us now in the Zman Hagulis, just like we see then, it didn't help. That last Mizmoy on the Tisha B'Av. So it is now in the time of Gulis. Writes the Chofetz Chaim as follows. Ma ma'oy yeshluni leschazek bezihu eitz b'toyre v'mitzvahs. How much do we need to be mechazek ourselves now b'eis hazois, b'zua eis in toyre mitzvahs? Why? Ki k'shenitz ki k'shiyuvi Mashiach, says the Chofetz Chaim, when Mashiach will come, then was ye am Hashem lo'ois v'l'tefres bo'olam. Everybody's going to look up to Klal Yisrael, going to respect Klal Yisrael. V'gam kolu amim, yehov chilik rekilam b'shem Hashem, lo'ov d'shchem echad. Even the nations of the world are going to recognize the greatness of Hashem. So therefore, what's going to be then the chashivas of Klal Yisrael? The chashivas of Klal Yisrael is going to be those Yidden who they were moist and nefesh to serve Hashem in the time of Gulis. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is what Chazal meant when they said, Hegi shunim asher toima ein li behem chefetz eli yemois HaMashiach. That the yemois HaMashiach is called by Chazal a pale dekalushin. Days she'ein li behem chefetz, I have no desire for them. How can I have no desire? That's what we're all davening for. Says the Chofetz Chaim, yes, we're all davening for it. But when Mashiach will come, we won't be zoicha anymore to get scha. Ki ikas scha hamitzvahs in madregas kol ish ve'ish, the madrega which we are going to be on when Mashiach comes, tuli rak lefi masa ha-toyre va-mitzvahs asher sigel koidim bias ha-goyim. The level we're going to be on is the level which we are on now in the time of Gulis. V'achakach, and afterwards when Mashiach comes, b'vada yekabel kol echad zchuroi lefi ma sheheichem. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, v'al kein, surich lischazek ko'eis, we have to be mechazek ourselves now, b'toyre v'ki mitzvoisov. Da'acha sheyuvoi Mashiach, shiv nekrum oisa hashunim, shunim asher ein bahem. So this is the Zelba Yesod. We have to see to be masakin ourselves now. Not just say, when Mashiach comes, everything will be fantastic then. It will be fantastic. But the avoider, our avoider is now Bezman Hagulis. And not to repeat the same mistake. And once Mashiach will come, then it's too late. Then it will be the same thing. Moshe says, you've missed the boat. It's too late. So this is our avoider. As a Moedik Elushin, which is quoted in the name of the Arizal said as follows. He once told Reb Chaim Vital, you should know, you have a very great and lofty neshama. And Reb Chaim Vital was taken aback. He said, how can that be? I know I'm just a simple fellow. And when I look in the Chazal, stories in the Gemara, in the Midrushim, about the Tanuim, Bameruim, I see I'm so far removed from their madrigas. So how can it be the Rebbe says I'm such a great madriga? Said Darizo, you're right. You're not on the level of the Tanuim and the Maruim. But you should know, Hama'at, the little bit, Asha Oisim Doiris Uachroinim, which the later generations do, is Chushiv K'moy Harba She'usi Doiris Harishoinim. Is chushev like the great things that earlier generations did. Lots of times the Yetzirah comes to us. And the Chofetz Chaim writes this, Barichas and Parsha Shlach Lecho, that the Yetzirah works on two fronts. Either he tries to make a person feel that he's very great. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to learn. I don't need to daven. I'm fantastic as I am. And he makes a person into a big balgava. But when he sees that he's not succeeding on that strategy, says the Chofetz Chaim, he tries the opposite. He tries to push the person down and he tells him, you know, it's a waste of time even trying. You're never going to get there. You think you're going to understand. You think your davening is chushev. You're good for nothing. You're nobody. doesn't make a difference if you do daven, you don't daven, you do learn, you don't learn. And he tries to push you down. Reis HaChofetz Chaim, it's a big mistake. We don't know how chushev that avodah is of every single yid to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So nowadays, we see all these stories of gedolim. And we say, yeah, in theory, I'd like to be like them. But in reality, I know I'm a million miles away. However, there's a Mordechai Kalushin, which Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashkiach for Meir, writes. And he says, what I'm going to say now, not everybody understands. But this is the emes. Azoi Shrabda. Not everybody understands, but this is the emes. And he says, you can have a bochen yeshiva who takes out a sefer from one of the gedolim from previous generations. And he's trying to understand what this gudel has written in his sefer. And he can't. It's way beyond him. He tries. And he can't get there. Says Rabbi Yerucham, although this bucha is unable to understand what this gudel had written, however, kalapa shemaya, in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes, it's possible that he's even greater from this udam gudel that he can't understand his words. Why? Because since we are on such a low madrega, and since we're not taka capable of becoming this great goon and tzaddik, so hama'at she'oisim doris v'achroinim is chushev k'moy harba she'usa doris harishoinim. And this is a gewaltige yesod. One of the Talmidim of the Arizal, his name was Reb Shmuel di Azida. He's the mechaber of the Sefer Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos. He once came in to the Arizal when he was a 16 or 17 year old boy. And as soon as he walked in, the Arizal straight away stood up for him, Malaika Musoy. And he went over to him and said, please come. And he escorted him to the front of the Beis HaMedrash. He sat him down with a great kavod. And all the Talmidim were very taken aback. The Arizal didn't do this for anybody. And kal v'chomer, not for a 16, 17 year old boy. Afterwards, Reb Chaim Vital asked the Arizal, why were you mechabed him so much? So the Arizal answered him, I wasn't mechabed him. I didn't mean him at all. But when he came into the room, I saw that the neshama of the Tana, Reb Pinchas ben Yoe, had come in together with him. Because this bucha had just been oisik in the mitzvah from Pidyon Shaviyim. And we know the Tana Reb Pinchas ben Yoe, he was oisik in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shaviyim. Famous story, the Gemara tells us he had to cross the Nahar Ginui, didn't want to let him cross. He told him, if you don't let me cross, I'll be goyzer and no water will ever flow on you ever again. Reb Pinchas ben Yoe, he was moisa nefesh for this mitzvah of Pidyon Shaviyim. And because this bucha was oisik in the mitzvah of Pidyon Shaviyim, he was zoicha to what's called in Kabbalah an iba neshoma. That the neshoma of Reb Pinchas ben Yoe attached itself to him. And therefore I stood up for the neshoma of Reb Pinchas ben Yoe. And said the Arizal, a gavaldig pshat. This is what the Gemara tells us: Habur letahe mesayin oisoi. Somebody wants to be metahe himself, mesayin oisoi. He gets help. Who helps him? Says the Arizal, you're not alone. When a yid tries to be metahe himself, he is going in the way of all the previous generations, of all the previous gedolim. And then the shomas come down and they accompany themselves to this person and they help him. So you're not by yourself. So this is a gewaltige chizit. Lots of times a person looks at himself, I can't manage, I don't understand, can't learn properly, can't daven properly, can't do anything properly. And it's taka true, he can't. It's taka true. However, habu letahe, if you try, Messiah Noisai, you'll be Zoicha, the Neshumas, in the Gresset Tzadikim, where there should be the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Rebbe Melech, the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, the Rishonim, Amaruim, Tanuim. We've got no idea. The Ovis HaKdoshim. We have no idea. Mesayid Oisoi. They come down and they help us. So this is what we have to be machazik ourselves in. And to know it means Hashem. We should all be Zoicha Bekurev. Chazal tell us, Kol HaMisabel, Achobim Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaMisabel on Yishalayim, is Zoicha Veroya Bebinyuna. We should all be Zoicha Bekurev and Mirz Hashem, Yerutzen, Shebuna Beis HaMikdash, Vimheirev Yomeini, Vesen Chalkeini Besoy Rosecha, Vesham Navodcha Beyiro, Kmei Oilam Mechashunim, Kagmoini Ois Omein.